His brother Radu was the only man ambitious enough to cross this barricade of death and follow the Impaler Prince all the way to his mountain retreat.
Sultan sent a small contingent on ahead to pursue Vlad to Castle Dracula, Poyanar.
Led, of course, somewhere from behind, probably by his little brother. He had been promised by the Turks that he would be the ruling prince of Romania once they defeated his older brother.
He was trapped at this Castle Dracula. I mean, he was no longer capable of mounting any campaign against the Turks. And they besieged the place, and Vlad then escaped with the help of some gypsies, actually, through a tunnel, and had his horses shod backwards, shoes backwards, to confuse pursuit, and escaped over Făgăraș into Transylvania. Amazing.
Vlad the Impaler had repelled the massive Turkish army and escaped, outwitting his brother Radu, only to be captured by his other enemy, the Hungarian king. Vlad's blood-stained throne was filled by his hated brother.
When they got rid of Dracula, they put this puppet on the throne, Radu the Handsome, who was, after all, a native Wallachian, okay, but he was also a pawn of the Turks.